Do not mind read.
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God. Ephesians 4:17 and 18.
I urge you to be watchful of mind reading. Be aware that trying to read another person's mind could become a very dangerous open door for the enemy to deliver rejection, unworthiness, and shame to your vulnerable heart. Know that the father of lies is an opportunist, speculating and taking for granted another person's reasons for enactment could give access to darkness of despair. Assuming another person's motives could unlock helplessness, powerlessness, and hopelessness. Know that the enemy will use this as an open door to express falsity, to bestow deception, to deliver his lies.
You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. Ephesians 4:20 and 21.
I bless you to live in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. Do not assume the truth. Do not assume that you know why someone did or said something. Ask Jesus for the truth. Remember, the mind of sinful man is death.
Put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Ephesians 4:22 and 23.
May you put off your mind reading to be made new in the attitude of your minds by Jesus, who came to sanctify you by his truth. May you do this every day. Each time someone says something that's hurtful, you may find out that the hurt is not at all what you've been thinking, but a lie coming straight from the enemy.
Therefore, rejecting all falsity and being done with it for now, let everyone express the truth with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one body and members one of another. Ephesians 4:25.
I bless you.